This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and I'm so excited to be with you tonight because I have an amazing guest. And the topic is intuition as an incredible tool to reveal the truth and lead to real solutions. You know, the world is in such a disarray, so we all need a bit of extra guidance. Probably you feel confused. Probably you feel lost. Probably you're wondering what's in store for you in the future. Will you find a better job? Will you start a new relationship? These are questions that we all have. That's why I said, let me bring one of my wonderful guests for many, many years, Tony LaRoy, to take your calls and to help you navigate through all of these challenges. And I also want you to learn from Tony, because he is not only an amazing intuitive, but he is, and probably I think one of the best intuitive I personally ever met. But he is a counselor. He is, you know, the miracle you've been waiting, because he will help you discover your own power. He will help you tap into your creative life. He will help you answer many of your questions. He is a life coach. He also has created a life manifestation sessions. I think sessions with Tony are absolutely extraordinary. He's also trained in Reiki, in hypnotherapy, and he always continues to add workshops to his business, from motivational coaching to groups, monthly groups, meditations, and so much more. And you can find him, Tony LaRoy, on Facebook and everywhere on social media. But recently, and I'm going to ask him much more about what this all means, he became certified in a new form of therapy that is actually rooted in neuroscience. And this therapy stands for Brain Working Requisitive Therapy, which was created by a therapist and author, Terrence Watts. And I'm going to ask Tony much more about it, but Tony tunes into you, into yesterday, into today, into tomorrow. And if you meet Tony, he's probably one of the most amusing men, you know, who will make you look at your life, you know, in a more powerful way and understand the things you're never able to put together. So he gives you clarity. He leaves you, you know, with a greater personal insight, with a feeling of empowerment, and with a stronger sense of who you are and where are you going. You know, the truth is that Tony is not only a therapist, but in so many ways, he's such a miracle worker. He's such a mystic. He's such a, powerful person, making you, as enigmatic as he, my time can be, the session with Tony is actually extraordinary. I can tell you, one of my experiences many, many years ago, we're going back in the 90s. I was young, planning with my husband to buy a house. And I went with Lynn White, the main anchor at Fox at that time, and one of my wonderful friends, to see Tony. Let's see Tony. Everybody was talking about Tony. And Tony looks at me and said, Carmen, you're going to buy a house. And it gives me the name of the man I'm going to buy a house from. And she says, there is a train behind your house. And 2 years and a half later, I'm buying a house. And after 2 or 3 days, I realized that actually there is a train behind my house. And the name of the man is exactly the name I was told years before. So how incredible is that? Now, Tony was many times on Dr. Oz, featured in I've been with him. I remember being with Tony on TV shows, 95, 97, 98, 99, TV shows on Fox. I remember being, seeing Tony in New York Times, in The New Yorker, on WBC Radio, in Mary Claire, and everywhere. So Tony is a celebrity. So let me invite him. Let me invite him to the show. Tony, I am so grateful for your time and for the fact that you found time for our show, and welcome. And I already know we have so many people online already to get a chance to say hello to you or to ask you a question. So Tony Leroy, I'm so honored to have you on my show.
Thank you. What an amazing intro. My goodness.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Well, listen, first of all, you are so incredible. You're so humble, you're so modest, and you have such a gift. And you added so many things to your practice. And first of all, I want to ask you this, because this is not something I'm familiar, and probably a lot of people are questioning about brain working therapy. Give us a little bit of an insight so that we educate people, you know, about this.
Well, okay, so for over 20, gosh, like about 25 years, I've been doing this work. And, you know, working as an intuitive, working as a life coach, working as a healer, you know, it's like I like to say I hold up a mirror for people to see who they are, right? To really show people that the choices that you make really can affect your future. So the type of work that I do, especially when it comes to the intuition work, it really isn't just about kind of like, oh, this is what's going to happen. It's what choices can you make to allow yourself to create the future that you desire. And over the years, the one thing that I kept seeing is like, you know, we all experience trauma, and certain things, you know, like there's that, you know, that breakup that we never get over, the fear of feeling like if I actually take the risk, I might fail. I'm afraid that I'm not good enough. All of those things are really rooted in the brain. And it's like, you know, it's like, and you know this as much as I do, it's like we have habits, we have traumas, we have certain types of inner programming that happen. Right. And, you know, recently, about 2 years ago, I was working with this woman, and she introduced me to BWRT, which, as you said, stands for Brain Working Recursive Therapy, created by Terence Watson, a man in the UK. And I found it so transformative. Like within 15 minutes of her doing this work with me, I let go of some really deep, profound things. And as I continued to work with her, I found that, like, I was clearing issues and traumas and experiences, memories, obsessions and fears in really a quick period of time. And so I kept sending a bunch of people to her, and she's like, you know what, Tony, I'm really busy. I can't see all these people you're sending to me. And then I looked it up and I realized I was, you know, I could do the training for myself. And so
for yourself,
and you know, it's an amazing process. Again, as you said, it's rooted in neuroscience. A lot of people know that NLP and tapping and EFT what are the other things? EMDR is really popular. And so it's on those lines, but this is actually quicker and longer lasting.
That's what intrigues me. I'm intrigued by this. Up to a point, because I will ask you to provide me with a phone number, and I would love to train myself. You know, I 2003, I got a degree in psychology. So, you know, I went to all the cognitive therapy, all those, the traditional, you know, I'm always open to everything that is out there. And for me, what's intriguing is that, as you said, in 20 minutes, you let go of something that in therapy you work for weeks, months, and years, and you're not getting there. You know what I mean? So that to me is just amazing.
Yeah, I do want to specify there are certain things, like if you find the right direct pathway, it can be dealt with in 20 minutes. Certain things can also take many sessions. So, like, I just want to be clear that it's like not everything can be dealt with in
that fast. But still, you know what I mean? This makes sense, mm-hmm. you know? It is the science of the brain, and I would love to learn much more about the technique, because I assume it's the technique in itself that makes it,
Yeah, and it works on, you know, the reptilian complex. It works on kind of like the part of us that really just kind of like reacts before we even know we're reacting.
You know, right.
There's that moment where it's like, I think we've all had that experience where, you know, it's like a person might say something and then we react so quickly in a way that's like, that even surprises us. And it's like, oh my God, those words came out of my mouth before I even thought of that. And that's part of this process where you can actually change that pattern way before it even happened. It's really fascinating.
Extraordinary. Now, Tony, I want to tell you that we did, by the way, everybody listening, we did, Tony and myself, like a live on Facebook because we wanted to introduce the radio show. And we got 1,000-something questions in a matter of 30 minutes. We got 100-something shares. Everybody was sharing the video. I was personally bombarded with emails asking me about Tony. And now I said, okay, before anything else, you know, I want you, Tony, to let know our listeners. And we have a lot of listeners on the radio, and we have a lot of people calling in. But let's make the connection between you and all these people who are so eager to work with you and call you, and you know, which is the way to do it? Give us all the details. How can they book an appointment for you? How can they learn much more about the work that you do?
The easiest way to book an appointment and to learn about what I do is going through my website, which is tonyleroy.com, TonyLeroy.com, and everything is there. How to book a session, how to, like the descriptions of sessions, and there's a video about BWRT. All of it is there. Then you could also catch me on social media. On Instagram, it's Intuitive Tony. And on Facebook, I am Intuitive Tony Leroy. And those are great ways of kind of like seeing what's happening and connecting and all kinds of great stuff. And so, I already had a session with somebody that was listening to the show today. So thank you for that.
Right.
Like that was really fun.
Well, listen, people will continue to ask me, oh my God, we were so mesmerized by Tony. What a powerful, you know, experience this has been with you. And you can imagine you guys listening, having a real session with Tony. You will be, your life will be transformed in a matter of minutes, you know, because the way he taps into you, he sees where you've been, where you're going, and you're able to see people's, like you said, their own, the deepest wounds, the issues, the things that they need to look at and they avoid to do it. So it is just a deep, deep, profound session that will transform your perception. Now, you know, you've been intuitive as a teenager, and for everybody listening, people don't quite understand intuition. Can you let them know what intuition is really all about, so that the people get your own perception of what the intuitive mind is all about?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. So, for my first experience was seeing the spirit of my grandmother when I was 3 years old. 3 or 4 years old. That was like one of the first experiences that I had, you know? And it really kicked in when I became a teenager, right? And it's like when when hormones kick in, that's when, you know, that's when it really took off. And I'm incredibly empathic. And like, especially now, you can see a lot of the kids are really connecting and understanding with what does it mean to be an empath. And there's like all different types. There's an emotional empath, a mental empath, empath that's connected to nature. And so being empathic, I am able to kind of like feel what's going on with a person mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And I use that as like my launching pad. You understand?
Right, so exactly.
When I'm in the presence of someone, I can actually feel it. So when it comes to intuition, right. We are all intuitive. I think everybody right. knows that classic thing of you're thinking about someone and out of nowhere that person texts you or gives you a phone call. Nobody calls on the phone anymore, I imagine. So we all have this ability, an innate ability to connect with this inner part of us that knows, right? Some people call it the gut feeling. It's even wired yeah. into our nervous system.
Right.
And so when I even teach classes as to how to connect to your intuition. And so
right.
what is intuition? Intuition is that moment, is that experience where beyond your mind, beyond your ego, beyond the thinking part of you, it's something that grabs hold and just knows. It just right. knows, right? And it's kind of like, and you hear people tell the story of kind of like, something told me not to get onto that train. Something told me not to get into my car in that moment. And then later, some event happens and it's confirmed that it may have saved their life, you know? So
right.
intuition is that deep inner knowing that really guides us. And we can be so bombarded and so distracted and so consumed with what we think about other people or what other people experience from us or how we really want to control the outcome that we've kind of like conditioned ourselves not to trust or even know what that intuition is.
Right. And like for everybody listening, how do you suggest they can actually tap into that intuitive? Is there a special exercise or something?
I love this question. This is a great question. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Carmen. Right. So meditation, I think, is one of the best things to do. Now, like through meditation, you're in the moment. You're also allowing
right.
yourself to come into that space where you are balanced. Right.
Right.
So it takes practice. It's not something that you
it's
know,
practice.
It's
like yeah.
If someone hasn't meditated before or doesn't have a practice, it's just first off, just learn to just connect with your breath. Right.
Right.
Connecting with that breath, really finding that place where your breath brings you to your center. Your breath brings you to this moment. So meditation is one of the key points. Another thing that I, you know, for fun. Find a tool. Everyone has a different thing that they can connect to, right? Some people like tarot cards. That's a great pathway to intuition.
Right.
Maybe writing or journaling can really be a great way of bringing one into that inner space where they can find their inner messages. I used to draw a lot as a kid.
So I remember that.
Yes, so I still do the drawings, actually.
Yeah.
I still, with sessions, I've transformed it into, for my sessions, like I do, because I'm so empathic, what I do is I do a drawing that helps people to see what's going on around them mentally, physically, spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and emotionally.
Right.
When I was on Dr. Oz, he was really fascinated about that because it actually sometimes can show you what's going on with your health and what's going on with your physicality and where you're holding certain energy blocks or emotional blocks or physical blocks. And so that was really fun to actually do that with him.
Well, I remember when I first met you, sorry to interrupt you, but I need like to get it out of my chest. You know, I came to you and you started making my picture, you know, and
yes.
you draw my picture and you pointed exactly where I had a pain. And to me, that was wow. So I can imagine Dr. Oz, how shocked he was, you know, for
yeah.
this way of you pinpointing towards the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. That was actually really fun. I really enjoyed that part. That was great.
And something else that I want to add to what you're trying to say, that in order for people to meditate, they have to go beyond your emotions, because our intuition can be somehow clouded if too many emotion, you know, within us, you know, because emotion, heavy emotion can be like a burden. So intuition can be misleading you with the wrong conclusion because of the emotional. Like, okay, you feel fear, anxiety, and all of that, so then you cannot use your intuition properly. Now, I'll ask you something else that it's always a question in my mind, and I wanted to see your take on it. Is intuition somehow rooted in fate? Is there a connection between intuition and fate?
That's a really great question.
Right.
You know, I personally call myself a spiritual person and a spiritual teacher and what have you. But no, I think there are many people who do not have a faith, and they're very intuitive. They're very connected. There's a lot of people who work purely in finance and science, and that intuitive moment comes, and they use their intuition to really access, you know, what stock to buy or you know, where to go in the scientific process. So I don't believe that it's really rooted in faith. I do believe that a lot of people who have a deep spiritual practice, and I think this is true of anyone that really knows how to focus in a very particular way, they can develop, you know, where you hear about saints that create miracles, and you hear about Sufi teachers and Jewish mystics and all that kind of stuff. Sure, everyone has intuition, but I don't believe it's a faith-based experience to come into. There's something else that you just said, when it came to an intuition sometimes being blocked by emotions, and if I can comment on that. The thing that I think that was really good, because that actually jarred me to remember, in order to do any of this work, you have to be a witness to what's happening to you, right?
Right.
And again, to meditation and writing and all this, it engages that inner witness, that part of you that's able to witness what you're experiencing. And that witness is emotionally, mentally detached, right?
Right.
It's kind of like, I'm witnessing my emotions. I'm witnessing my feelings. Right. And
right.
So when we speak about like intuition, and like a lot of people say, oh my God, Tony, remember when you told me X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, I don't remember. Like when you said, oh, Tony, you told me about the house I was going to buy. I'm like, I have no recollection of, I remember meeting you, but I don't recall what I said. And that was because the part of me that was speaking was more that the me witnessing what was going on versus my emotional need or my emotional attachment to delivering that message, if that makes sense.
Right, right. So I want to ask you if you agree with me that our logical, practical self, our so-called logical mind, that is grounded in reality, in expressing our desire, you know, sometimes is... not in agreement with the inner voice. So do you suggest that people should actually communicate and talk to that inner voice and go beyond the reality and the logical mind in order to connect with that voice inside?
That's a great question. So for me, I believe allowing ourselves to witness and connect, right? So like emotions are so interesting, right? Because it's kind of like, I'm feeling excited, nervous, afraid, tired, all in the same moment, right? These are all happening right now, right? There's multiple layers of experience that's happening. And so, you know, when we have the intellect and you have a person that's really grounded in that intellect, the intellect can be a block. The mind can be a block to really connecting to that deeper inner voice, right?
Right.
But then it's confusing, right? Because that deeper inner voice can be kind of like the monkey mind, as you, mm-hmm. you know, like that monkey mind is just like, oh my God, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, this is what's going to happen.
Right, exactly. The monkey mind.
Like, oh,
right.
Exactly. So that mind is just kind of like going nuts. You know, a friend of mine calls it squirrels, you know, like
right.
all the squirrels running around the tree. And so there's a way to rein that in. There's a way to say, oh, wait a minute. I'm watching myself go a little nuts right now. I'm watching myself feeling
right.
my anxiety. I'm watching myself knowing this.
When you're watching that,
there's actually two things that can happen. When you're watching the nuttiness, when you're watching the squirrels, when you're watching the monkey running up and down the tree, there's another part of you that's saying, huh, look at that monkey running up this tree. Why don't you turn over here and call so and so? It's like when you can have multiple experiences at one time, but you have to allow yourself to be present and in the moment to really experience that, if that makes sense.
That's extraordinary. And I have a proposal to make to you. You know, I was thinking for a while lately, since we did that live, to suggest that me and you, we can do a book together, and I will even give you the title that is going to be The Seed of Your Intuition. Because I've always, you know, thought, where is the intuition exactly in your brain? Where is the seed of the intuition, you know? So I think that from listening to you, I think you can have an amazing book and I can compliment something there, you know, and we can make a huge bestseller. Because
For those of you who are listening, I think Carmen has told me about writing a book for the last 20 years and I haven't written a book.
Right, so, yeah.
Carmen, I love that you're putting it out in public. So, hey, let's make this book happen. I hear
right.
you. Let's do it. I'll definitely say let's talk about it for sure.
Let's talk about it, because I have tons mm-hmm. of ideas. I can make them in writing. But what are we going to do? I'm so excited right now. I can't begin to tell you how excited I am. Just because you allow me to hope, you know, because I think that you can make the best bestseller, and I can and come and add a little bit to it, you know, just to make this happen. And I think
Carmen,
we should talk about
you bring spice to every meal. I love it. Bring it.
We're going to take a break, but everybody listening, Tony will take some calls. We're going to go to a short break right now, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
And I'm back on Home Time Radio with my amazing guest and wonderful friend, Tony Leroy. And for everybody who wants a session with Tony, you go to tonyleroy.com and you find all the information to book a session with Tony. I know Tony has lots of clients, but I know Tony will find time for everybody because he has such an amazing heart and he wants to help the world. I am so honored to have Tony with me tonight. And Tony, I don't know if you remember, but me and you, we were on a TV show with Lynn White in 95 or 96. Do you remember that by any chance?
I remember it. Was that when we were in a restaurant? Like it was like,
yeah,
we were in a restaurant
yeah, and she was taping that. There. Yeah. And one of the things she was asking us, which I found fascinating because that was happened 25 years ago, 26 years ago almost. And she said, is there a threat for America in the future, you know? And I think me and you, we said that the Russian represents a threat for America. And that was 25 years ago. And I have somewhere the tape. Do you remember that?
I'd love to see it.
It's a big take. Yeah. And of course, we were so young, both of us. You were like, I don't know, you were so young. I was young too, but by that time, I will never forget that interview because it was so fast. She was interested in where the future of the world goes, you know, and we kind of brought all kinds of, we talked about, and we're projecting things that are happening right now. We projected them 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. I don't remember things. So.
Well, I'll try to find a way, you know what I mean, to get you that tape. But if you don't mind, is it okay to take some calls? There's a lot of people
that
I won't be able to. Okay, I'm going to go to New York to Victor, who's actually one of my callers. Hi, Victor. How are you, my dear?
Hi, dear Carmen. How are you? How's it going?
So you have such a chance to talk to Tony Leroy tonight, and I'm excited for you. So if you have a question, you can ask Tony.
Yes, sure.
Hey, Victor, how are you?
How are you? Nice to hear you. And I think, Carmen, you need to invite Tony one more time because we would talk a lot about different things in psychic and, you know, those predictions and everything.
Right.
And I just have a quick question. Tony, what do you think, when you are doing prediction, they are more accurate over the phone or just live when it's physical presence of the person sitting next to you?
That is a great question, Victor. Thank you for that. You know, it's so funny. I personally don't, it's the same for me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I am a really social person. So of course I really just like interacting with people, but whenever a new client comes in, they're like, how can you do this on the phone? Or how can you do this on Zoom or Skype or FaceTime? I'm like, there is no space. There is no time. It's all happening right now. You know? And also I'm very, like the way I work, I don't need to see the person's face. I don't need to touch the person in any way. There's an energetic connection that just happens immediately. And so then I just kind of follow through with that. Mm-hmm. So, but that's a really great question.
And also, what divination methods do you use in your practice? I heard you're using tarot cards, like one of them.
Yeah. So, I've never been diagnosed, but I am sure I have a profound amount of ADD. Like I feel like adult attention deficit disorder, you know? my mind goes all over the place. And so I need things that focus me, right? And, you know, Carmen and I spoke about the drawing that I do, right? And that's a way of kind of like me focusing the energy, taking it off my body onto the paper. So that's one tool that I use. I definitely like love to use tarot cards because for me, they turn into little TV screens. And and so like, you know, like where one card could traditionally mean, oh, you're going to, you know, take a trip. I could look at that card and say, hey, so your mom has red hair and she's looking for a new dog. I mean, whatever, you know, and
yeah,
it's like, they turn into little TV screens for me. And so I just use it as focusing tools for me personally.
I see. That's great. I would ask you tons of questions. I don't want to keep you longer talking to me. Well, I want to ask some other people also ask you something. But right. My personal question, if you can see for me, like in the future, if I will change my residence, moving to another place, maybe, or even to another city beyond New York?
Well, here's the very first thing that I want to say is, like, you know, give yourself a moment, because you have, you know, like, for where you live, let's just have some moment of gratitude for what you have, right? Because,
yes,
you know, it's like, it feels to me like this is a really great place that's very fun and very affordable, you know? So congratulations for that, you know?
Thank you.
So when it comes to moving, I feel, I'm just getting into this a little bit more. I'm just feeling into you. All right. So I recognize absolutely it's, you've been here a while. It's time for you to shift, especially like the level of stress that this creates in the stomach area for you. Okay. And so it's almost as if it's kind of like, I need peace. I need to learn. I need a space to relax, you know? And so I am feeling, you know what, do you mind giving me your birthday so I can just kind of see a little timing?
Yeah, it's June 16, 59.
June 16, 1959. 1 second, 10, 15, 4, 2, 3, 4, 50. Almost there, Victor, hold on.
No problem.
And 5, 12. 18. Oh, yeah. You, if you don't mind waiting a year, I mean, here's the funny thing. By your birthday this year, there can be a move, but I feel like if you're looking, you're going to find lots of opportunity around June, July of this year. But, better pricing around January, February of next year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not really wishing.
Oh, great. So then,
I'm sorry. I'm not really wishing.
I think you really can enjoy where you are because you have a really great deal. But what I would suggest, maybe when we're able to, like, maybe make more time for places in nature, make more time for the mountains or the beach or whatever. That
absolutely
is going to be, I feel like that's what you really need. But like when
you
it comes
so
to
right.
moving,
you're so right, yes. And my intuition works much better when I'm somewhere in the nature, and that's like for
me,
my source of life.
Right, exactly. And so like, and it's that place where it's like you're not bombarded by everyone else's energies or feelings or all the noise, and just kind of like being in that place where you can actually hear yourself think is really important.
Okay. The reason I was thinking to move because of the building. We have big problems with the roof, and the whole building I think was built not really well, and that's my concern and my stress.
Well, my sense is this. It's like if you can get everybody together to really kind of like make an effort to get the building fixed, then you're good.
We try, yeah.
You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. So nice talking to you. Carmen,
my
please
pleasure,
invite
Victor.
You one more time.
I'll bring Tony again. I just have to find a way
for
him.
Thank you so
money
much.
When he's free. Thank you, dear Victor. Thank you for calling. So I'm going
to
go right away to California because we have a lady from there. So you guys hold on the line. I know there's so many of you, but I want to ask you a question. I'm going to be a little bit like, how should I put it? Selfish, because I want to ask you, Tony, do you see me doing well with my new book? I have a new book coming, and I know you have to put a lot of effort. I've been working 3 years on this book. But the times are so crazy right now, so wondering whether, under the circumstances what's happening in this world, my book will do well enough.
What's the title?
The title is called Committing, Finding Love Through the Seven Archetypes. So I'm analyzing the concept of archetypes through centuries, you know. We all have, you know, I was inspired by the fact that we had a president in the White House, thank God he's gone, who was a narcissist and was a malignant narcissist. And I said, oh my God, who's going to get along with a narcissist, you know? So then I came up with the whole book. And then I found different archetype, you know, and I show how if you are that kind of a particular archetype, then, and also I talk about the idea of commitment, because we have issues with commitment with the new generation versus my mom, my grandma, my, you know, they were committed forever. They had a different belief system when it comes to the marriage mentality. Yeah. But I said, oh my God, is this book, you know, be able to get there somewhere, you know, under the circumstances of the world with the pandemic and everything. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like I really, first of all, great intro for like talking about the narcissist, right? Because you're
right.
I think so many of us have grown up. I recognize that I grew up with so many narcissists, and I didn't even recognize, like, yeah. And so, like, being conditioned to accept this behavior and being conditioned to accept, and also, I think a lot of us are kind of like that experience really helped us to see our deeper wounds, right?
Right.
On a lot of sides, right? Like the people that really wanted to experience that, like, that better quote unquote America in their eyes, right?
Right.
Just because it's kind of like, wow, you know my pain, you see my wounds, right?
Yes.
Meanwhile, what they're not recognizing, a lot of them, is like it was those types of people that created the pain and created the wounds, you know.
Right.
So really interesting. So back to you and your book. Great title, by the way. So this is going to be a thing where I believe, and what's fun about this, I'm sorry that, like, I understand you took 3 years to write this book. I'm going to suggest that as maybe, like, create a worksheet, create something that it's like where someone could almost like take a test or something really kind of quickly, right? That can be devised into either an app or somebody who can do an algorithm can put that on a website or share it around, right? That is going to draw people to the book really fast. Where you just like, what's your type, you know? And then it's like, oh, I'm a this or I'm a that. Oh, my archetype is this. My archetype is that. And then that will pivot a tremendous amount of people towards the book, you know?
Right.
So it's like you got to do a little bit more. You got to do a little bit more work where it's kind of like having people kind of like, so many people love to take those tests, right? Where it's kind of like, you know, the sorting hat, like if you're into Harry Potter, you know, what house am I in? Or, you know, it's kind of like, or you know, the five love languages, you know, it's like, what's your primary language? So creating an algorithm or having someone help you create an algorithm or create a way of kind of like saying where like, oh, I am a sensualist or I am a leader or I am a magician or whatever your archetypes are.
I hear you. That's genius.
And so that will help to pivot the book or move the propel the book in a different direction.
As it is
right now, it will do okay, right? But if we want it to really do really well, like start to kind of like get that kind of like playful marketing, you know, like engaging the people who are used to apps or used to going online to play, you know, with like, oh, I get to learn about myself and it's right there on the screen.
Right, and
then it directs them to the book.
Yeah, that's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So there is a chance. I got it. I know exactly.
Yeah,
what you
mean. For sure.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna go to a lady, Patty from California, and I invite her to the show to put your question. Hi, my lovely Patty.
Hi, beautiful.
So you have an amazing chance to talk to Tony Leroy, my wonderful friend, the best intuitive of all time. So this is a treat.
This is such a treat. I love you, Carmen, so much. You know that.
I know, but I am so excited that you're able to talk to Tony tonight because he is my star.
Tony, so
hi, Patty.
Absolutely. Hi, Patty here.
Hi.
I'm calling from LA. I am so excited to be online with you, and mainly just because I wanted to align to this amazing energy today. And
thank you.
I guess I'm kind of nervous, which is funny. I was curious about my work, if you have any sort of
Like, as soon as you got onto the line or they connected you, I'm just going to talk about some minor health stuff with you really quickly, okay?
Okay.
On the upper, like as soon as you got on the line, the upper, the teeth and the on the upper right hand side, please go get them checked out, okay? In the rear, like near the molars, okay?
Okay.
So gum and teeth on the upper right side, okay? The other thing is this. Back in, not that long ago, 2011, 2012. There was a big slap on the hand when it came to the career. And if you could do some work on releasing that, do you know what I'm talking about? If you think about where you were working, what you were doing back then.
Yeah, I think I know exactly.
Okay. And so there was like this kind of like bad patty, slap on the hand, right? And it's caused for you to subconsciously second guess yourself or try too hard. What's great about you and when you enter work is like people feel immediately comfortable with you, you know?
Yeah.
And people really like, oh, I can't wait to work with Patty. I really enjoy the experiencing this. But you sometimes second guess yourself, you know? And so part of what you could do, if you can kind of do some inner work and or put the period at the end of the sentence of 11-ish,
yeah.
Yeah, and really kind of like say, all right, you know what? Go nurture that Patty. Go nurture Patty from 10 years ago, you know? And then see how that's going to actually shift, because there's so much demand. There's going to be so much demand for your work, and there's just going to be so much growth that's going to show up. So I'm really excited for you. But it's just kind of like these little ouches from the past is causing you to second guess yourself.
Yeah. This leads right into intuition and really trusting this talent, you know, this like gift. And not in the face of all the narcissism, in the face of the judgment, really trusting the divine guidance and just allowing myself to speak that truth.
And giving yourself permission to trust it a little bit more as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. It's a gift I've denied, and it's like obviously there and I'm able to help people with it.
And it can show up in so many different ways. That's what's exciting, right? Because when Carmen and I were speaking before, it's like I have people who've come to me who are incredibly intuitive and they work in banking. You know what I mean? It's like you don't have to be intuitive to use your intuition, you know?
Right.
And you have such multiple talents, and I feel like you're just like a magnet for some really great people. It's just, we just need to kind of like help you trust it a little bit more so that you can have more fun, actually.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying that. Yeah. It's much more fun when we vibrate on a higher vibration. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty, for calling the show. I'm so grateful.
You too.
I love you, Patty. And if I can take someone else, I will go back to California to Mihaela. Hi, Mihaela from California. Are you my dear?
Hi, how are you, Carmen? Hi, Tony.
How are you?
you're very welcome, Mihaela. So whatever question you have, we are ready. Tony's ready.
I know. Thank you for having such inspiring people on your show. And hi, Tony. I question myself a lot lately. And how do I tap into my intuition and trust myself more? And how do I make people how do I attract people to trust my intuition?
Okay. This is interesting. Okay. By the way, great questions, people. Yay. These are fun. Could you repeat the first question? Because I got a little distracted. So
Mihaela, I know I'm intuitive, and I know myself very well. I have questions about my intuition. How do I trust myself more? How do I know I'm right? Because I'm only right, I'm like, oh, I knew that. I'm 2 seconds later.
Yes, exactly. So here's the thing. So instead of going, oh, I knew that, go, wow, that was cool. Too bad I doubted myself. You know what I mean? And then, like, it's almost like immediately forgive yourself for the second guessing. Right? Because when you give yourself permission to know that you're absolutely human, you know, and that the thing, I need to say this. I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth at any moment. You know what I mean? I am always second guessing myself. You know, I am always second guessing myself, even to the point where during a session I'll be like, you know what, I don't like to ask questions, but what does this mean? Or I'm feeling this. So let it be part
of
the process.
I'm trying so much to control myself, sometimes not.
Well, exactly, and that, you can't control water. You can't control. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you can try to contain it and control it, but you can't change the nature of what it is. So if you recognize, it's almost like you have to slow down a little bit, right? And it's like, I had this intuitive hit. I am aware that I'm second-guessing it. And just let them both live in the same space. Whatever's the truth is going to become stronger, and it will reveal itself in a better way. Does that make sense?
When I see something, I need to breathe and, like, let it in that space.
Yes.
Know it, trust it.
Right. Here's the thing. Don't share until you really know it. Like, real true intuition, right? Real true intuition, like, rises to the surface in a way that it's kind of like, I have to say this, right? Now, if it's covered by your own issues, if it's covered by your need to be right, if it's covered by your ego's desire to fix or work on someone, you're screwed, right? Oh. So, like, for me, I start my day empty. You know, like, you don't want Tony to do your session. You want intuitive Tony to do your session, you know? Because what I need to do is, like I constantly do a little, like, a meditation where I'm, like, emptying myself, and to be as clear as possible, because I don't want my stress of the last week or my heartache or my mourning or my sadness or anything to get in the way of my session. I put all that aside, and I surrender it. I give it up, right? And then I just sit here and just be in the moment, you know? And so
that's awesome.
Here's a question I have, right? What's the worst thing that would happen if you're wrong?
Well, if it's about my personal life, I'm being, you know, I just go through it and I'm learning from it, but I don't want to make mistakes with other people's life.
Okay, are you working as an intuitive?
I'm planning to. Yes, but
so first things first, practice, right? And that fear of getting it wrong, right, is the thing that actually can paralyze you, right? Mm-hmm. If it feels like a maybe, you can say, listen, I feel like it could be this, right? And if it feels like a yes, then you just go, no, I definitely feel this. You can, people understand that you're not going to be like, I am not God. You are not God. Well, I mean, we're all God on a deeper spiritual level, of course. But what I'm saying is, like, that master being, sometimes you are and sometimes you aren't. There are some people that I meet and I know what color underwear they're wearing, what the name of their, you know, the name of their parents.
Okay.
I could even give them, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then there are other people. There are other people. There are other people that I meet, and I hit a wall. So it sometimes it's not just you. It's also who you're interacting with.
Yes.
You understand? So the
do
best thing
see,
to do first
see
is to work. Oh my God! You don't let me finish speaking.
Does the time
let me finish work? Give me a second. Okay, so the best thing is this, right? The first thing that you need to do is give yourself permission to be you, right? You work on you. Can you work at, yeah, you know what? Start off small. Start off small. I think everybody could work as an intuitive if they do the right work and do the right training. So for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mihaela, for calling. It's
good
so amazing.
You.
And
thank you,
and
both
Tony,
of you. Thank you.
We are coming to the end of the show, and I would love everybody
that was
to.
Fast.
Yeah, that was so fast. I would love, you know, to see if we can get all your information to people again. And
okay.
Yes.
My website is www.tonyleroy.com, and my Instagram is Intuitive Tony.
So Facebook, Intuitive Tony, Instagram, Intuitive Tony, and
exactly.
TonyLeroy.com for everybody who wants to have this extraordinary chance to contact Tony Leroy directly. And Tony, you've been such a light, such an inspiration. You're my wonderful friend for life. I'm grateful, eternally grateful to you.
I'm so honored,
and
thank
listen,
you so much for having me.
Think about the book. Think about the book, The Seed of Intuition.
Absolutely. We really should talk about it. I think that's a really fun idea.
Let's do something amazing. I love you guys. I love you, Tony Leroy. My inspiration forever. I love you. Thank you.